Being person-centered is not just a Minnesota thing. Just as Minnesota has adopted language in statute and rules on services being provided in a person-centered way, other places are doing the same and seeing the benefits of offering person-centered support. Person-centered practices are not just for the developmental disabilities field either. Although you might be most familiar with using person-centered practices with people who have a developmental disability, it can be used for people with mental health diagnoses and brain injuries as well. The philosophy of person-centered thinking can apply to assisting people with aging, physical diagnoses, and in creating better environments for work to be done. What does it mean to be person-centered in everything you do? The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Long-Term Services and Supports Cabinet summarized how person-centeredness can be applicable across multiple areas with the following points. Treating individuals and family members with dignity and respect. Helping individuals and families become empowered to set and reach their personal goals. Recognizing the right of individuals to make informed choices and take responsibility for those choices and related risks. Building on the strengths, gifts, talents, skills, and contributions of the individual and those who know and care about the individual. Fostering community connections in which individuals can develop relationships, learn, work, and produce income, actively participate in community life, and achieve their full potential. Promising to listen and act on what individuals communicate. Pledging to be honest when trying to balance what is important to and for the person. Seeking to understand individuals in the context of their age, gender, culture, ethnicity, belief system, social and income status, education, family, and any other factors that might make them unique. Acknowledging and valuing families and supporting their efforts to assist family members. Recognizing and supporting mutually respectful partnerships among individuals, their families, communities, providers, and professionals. Advocating for laws, rules, and procedures for providing services, treatment, and support that meet an individual's needs and honor personal goals. And endorsing a responsible use of public resources to assure that qualified individuals are served fairly and according to need. These are all ideas that you can incorporate into the structure of your company or organization. You can get further information on person-centered application of supports by clicking on the following link for an article titled The Top 10 Concerns About Person-Centered Care Planning in Mental Health Systems.